The talk of the town up here the last couple of weeks has been Alek Manoah, and it's too bad we can't see him down at the Rogers Center, but he made his debut down at Yankee Stadium, lights out, pitched a couple of nights ago down in Buffalo, and he's making his debut. Here he is on Overdrive for the first time, Alek Manoah. What's happening, Alek?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well, man. What's that big league lifestyle like? How you feeling up with the bigs?
It's amazing, man. Dream come true.
Yeah? I'm sure you've been dreaming it, clearly, for a long time. We were talking about it when you were supposed to make your debut at Yankee Stadium, and then it gets rained out. And whether or not that helped the nerves, hurt the nerves, can you take us through that kind of 24 hours where you thought you were going to start, and it gets rained out, and you had to wait the next day? What was that experience like for you?
Well, it was kind of like I got a practice run. You know, I kind of got to ride the bus, got to walk into the ballpark, got to settle into my locker, and then it was kind of like, hey, game's over. So I was like, all right, some of those jitters are out. Let's do it again tomorrow. So, yeah, it was kind of just like a little practice run, a little rehearsal dinner.
How cool was it, the love that your family got? They were showing your mom in the stands and all your family was there for your first game. I know how important it is to have support throughout your career growing up. How cool was that?
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, there's been a lot of, a lot of work, you know, not just, you know, for me, but all my family, all the support and everything. So it was really good that, you know, that moment just wasn't mine. It was all of ours.
You mentioned a practice run, and then you finally get to get up on the mound. How was the nerves? How was your mindset? And obviously you had a fantastic outing, so it worked out. But how were you going into it as far as nerves and wanting to settle in right away?
Yeah, I think the nerves were in there pretty good. You know, where you work all your life to get to a certain point, and then it's all there. You know, so. You kind of don't want to skip over those nerves. You want to feel all of them. You want to feel every emotion. You kind of just want to enjoy the moment. You want to take it all in. You know, I was able to do that. And, you know, once I threw those first four balls to DJ, kind of was able to lock it in after that. And then enjoy going out there and winning a ball club with the team.
Obviously, you would have made your debut anywhere. I mean, ultimately, it's not up to you. The team's going to call you up. And whenever you take the ball, you take the ball. Whenever you hit the mound, you hit the mound. But the fact that it was at Yankee Stadium making your MLB debut, did that make it that much more special? And what was that experience like knowing the history of that stadium and playing that team?
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, you know, there's a lot of Cuban heritage, family members of mine and you know, a lot of friends of mine in Miami that always grew up Yankee fans. And, you know, the Yankees have always been, you know, kind of the, you know, at the top of the food chain. So to be able to go in there and, you know, the team put me in a position where obviously they showed a ton of confidence, you know, to send me out there against them in that atmosphere. So it was just amazing, a really sweet moment for myself and for all my family.
Did any of the veteran guys, we'll call it a nice dinner, did anybody take you out for a nice dinner after your first game in New York?
No, I wouldn't say we did any of that. But I've been eating some of the Korean food we're eating, so we'll say that counts.
Okay, that'll work. In Buffalo, man, Buffalo's got some decent spots. You're a big dude, 6'6", 260. And, like, that intimidation's clearly a part of your game. I mean, you hit, you know, mid-90s, high-90s on the gun. How can you utilize that in the future? And now that you're in the bigs, you know, being a big guy that can throw heat, how much might that help you throughout your career?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, velocity is not everything. It's kind of how you set it up, and it's kind of where you throw it. So the velocity is something I've never really had to worry about my entire life, thank the Lord. And it's something that, you know, I think it helped me a ton, being able to have hitters try and gear up for your mid-90s to upper 90s fastball. It kind of makes that slider, you know, a lot more better. It makes that changeup a lot more better, too. So I think that's something that's definitely going to open the door for everything else throughout my career.
Well, what like working with Pete Walker, what do you feel like you have to improve upon? You know, you're going to throw the fastball, and I'm sure, you know, you got to pick your spots and you want to pitch as opposed to just throw. But in terms of that changeup slider, of those two pitches, which one do you think you need to continue to work on, and how can you make that happen to the point where once you add that extra pitch to the repertoire, you're really going to be lights out?
Yeah, I mean, I think everything. You know, I got 9 in the third innings in the big leagues and 35 innings in pro ball. So I think, you know, there's up to this point, it's been amazing. The success has been great, but there's definitely a lot to work on the slider. You know, what parts of the plates we throw it at and kind of still learning how the changeup's going to play off the sinker and when it's going to play best off the sinker and how we can play it off the four seam. So just, you know, having, you know, Pete there, being able to learn from him and all the experience he's had in the big leagues, you know, and just understanding hitters, I think will continue to allow me to do that.
We're chatting with Alek Manoah, and you mentioned something there that is a rarity. I mean, there was a lot of concern that maybe you wouldn't be able to get to the majors this quickly because of the limited amount of pro experience because of the pandemic. You know, last year you just couldn't find a place to pitch. How did you manage to make sure that the pandemic did not hurt your progression and your rise to the majors? I mean, what were you doing last year that allowed Atkins and Shapiro and Montoyo and company to say, you know what, this guy's ready and we can hand him the ball in the major leagues?
Yeah, well, I thank the Lord that, you know, everybody was, you know, trapped in their house and things like that. And, you know, thankfully I had my brother and we were together during the pandemic and, you know, he's training and playing baseball as well. So we were able to not really miss a beat, man. You know, we kind of were able to train every day, throw every day and get everything that we needed to get in. And, you know, we also used the pandemic to be able to start a business. We opened the gym together called Manoah Driven. And kind of just kept that going through and was able to kind of just get everything that we needed to do, except for playing the live games, you know. So once everything was kind of more in control with the whole situation and things like that, parks started to open up. There's obviously a lot of South Florida talent down there as well. So was able to get a lot of work in with them during the off season and things like that. And just don't really feel like we missed too much of a beat.
Have you had an eye-opening situation on the mound where you threw one pitch where it's just been your go-to and somebody got lumber on it and you said, I can't believe this guy hit that?
Yeah, there's been probably every at-bat that I've had so far, I throw a pitch and I'm kind of just like, oh, how did he foul that off? Or, you know, what was he thinking there? So, you know, like I told you, man, there's going to be a lot of learning experiences the more and more I face, you know, new hitters.
With Alek Manoah, you had yourself a great spring, and that we love that saying, is having a great spring, as if that means something. Like, you know, you got to get to the real stuff, and ultimately, again, it comes down to your growth and your progression and what else is going on the 40-man roster and who could be available come opening day. But you did have yourself a great spring, and there was a lot of buzz that came with it. Did you feel at that point your chances were being elevated, and were you picking up on any vibes from Montoyo, Walker, the front office, that you maybe did have a chance here coming up maybe earlier than some people projected because of how well you were pitching in the spring?
No, I didn't really think of that. You know, I've always kind of just tried to keep the expectations a little bit low, kind of not get my bubble bursted. So I kind of, you know, I just went out there, did my job, threw as well as I possibly could. That's really all I could control. And, you know, when they sent me the AAA, I kind of, you know, kind of got the urge that I was like, all right, I'm a little closer than I thought I was. So, you know, just continue to do the work there. And then, you know, the call definitely came by surprise. So, you know, just extremely thankful to them and glad I was able to be in those positions to succeed.
Yeah, it's a pretty incredible journey. And you're up here now. And we wish you nothing but success and good luck moving forward. And we really appreciate you taking time. Thank you for doing this, Alek.
No, yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me.
You got it. There he is, Alek Manoah, the Toronto Blue Jays.